It's February 5th, 2020, and heroes like cars now have a neutral. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Nick Cease, and this is Bottle Crow Reborn, a Dota 2 podcast, where we talk about Dota 2 on a podcast. And Six, I've decided I'm gonna be chill this episode. So this is a very chill episode.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a nice relaxed episode.
Yeah.
It's because it's Bottle Crow. It's because we're talking about Dota.
We're so relaxed.
We can't get hype about Dota anymore.
Oh shit.
Six. I mean, you were playing some Dota. Yes.
Let's vibe for a bit until I can remember. How are you doing?
How's it going? I'm doing fairly well. I know I'm playing a lot of other video games, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point where I'll talk about that in a sec. Sorry to ruin your transition. That was a great transition.
No transitions here. Only words. Only chill words.
But I'm at the point with Dota where I log on to r/Dota2 and I have no idea what anyone's talking about anymore.
I'm reading the same way.
The topics and I'm like, I don't know what any of this. I mean, like, I know what it means as words, but like, I'm just so far removed at this point.
So we got like 3 slots for EU at the next major and 1 EU slot at the minor is the 4th post. But I don't know which is, I don't know what major. The lights. Some German place that started with
Lion
an L?
Lion and Prince's Knife still share the same effect. Maybe retexture the new frog to make it look more like the item icon. All right, the Prince's Knife is the neutral item that hexes people when you hit them.
Okay, I didn't realize it had a frog on it until...
I did understand that. I don't know. Like, I guess if I stare at them and break it down, I can understand. But... Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is very confusing.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
visual clarity.
I'm so far removed. It's cluttered. It's a cluttered mess, and also I just am so far removed. And it feels like we're at a point with Dota currently, at least. You know, who knows? But like, it's so much the hardcore that it doesn't feel very. I mean, like it hasn't been approachable for a long time. It's fucking Dota, but it's like. I see these topics, and I'm like, even when I understand, I'm just like, why would I click on that? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, I feel like it's not our fault that we don't play Dota. Like, it's, you know, usually in the past, you know, everyone ebbs and flows on games usually, but like, I feel in the past, it's been, at least for me, it's been my fault if I haven't played Dota. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but with the late, since the neutral items... And that everything that came with that patch, I feel like it's not my fault. Like,
yeah, I just don't like what the game is now.
Yeah, it's just bad. I don't know. Maybe it's because I play a lot more Turbo these days, and I don't play as seriously, or I did not play as seriously as I once did. But like Turbo was just worse than regular Dota almost. Like, there's the only good thing about Turbo anymore is that it's usually shorter, in my opinion.
Mm.
Because like you have a courier. I guess the courier is faster in Turbo, but the courier can die in Turbo. You can't just kind of play whatever hero you want in Turbo, or at least that's my experience. It's like, no, you still have to play. I mean, you could always go try hard, but it feels like you must go try hard or you will not have fun in most Turbo games. Again, broad generalizations, but it felt like the neutral item patch ruined my Turbo experience. And it's not changed since then.
Nick, you know how much this is not my fault. You know how much it is not my fault that Dota is not doing it for me?
How much?
I have been craving MOBAs. Not a bunch, but I have been craving them.
Oh, no.
I've played some League of Legends.
No, don't say anything you're going to regret.
I've played multiple games. Of League of Legends.
Nice. You know, I'm not going to say anything I'm going to regret. I was just like, maybe I'm going to download it. Well, I don't know. I listened to one of the more recent We Like Dotas where Arian interviewed some person who switched, I think, within the last year or something from League to Dota. And they were talking about like explaining some things in League, and it's been years since I played League of Legends. And they were like talking about things that I had no idea what was going on. And I was like, you know, maybe I should take a look and see what's happened, because I'm sure there's tons of new champions. Oh wait, but I can't play the new champions. Never mind. Fuck.
But
League
the
of
old
Legends.
Champions are all reworked, so like they
That's
play
true.
Really differently.
Yeah, old is new. The new hotness.
Like I played some. You remember Kale?
Oh God, I do remember Kale. The
vegetable. She's a completely different hero now.
Really? Okay, Kale. Kale League.
She's kind of neat.
Sure,
now.
It is Kale, right? K A Y L E.
Yes, it okay. is Kale.
Her kit, mana is a type. Secondary attributes mana. Oh, I guess because some people don't have mana.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh God, she has a passive that has like three icons here. I'm already
so basically, as she levels up, she like changes. So at first, she's got one sword and she's a melee hero. You know, like classically. Mm-hmm. And then she becomes like a two swords melee hero, and then she
what?
Becomes a two swords ranged hero.
What?
Over time as she levels, it's wacky.
Huh, I don't know. Maybe no, I can't say it, Six. Maybe I will check out League of Legends. No, I won't. I probably won't.
Nick?
Mhm.
What are you doing Saturday?
Oh no. Probably some home maneuver. God damn, I prepped myself, Six.
Some home maneuver.
Prepped myself this time.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I already played
the intro. It just is going to sound a little different to meet your faux pas there.
I really appreciate the personality you bring to bumpers. Bumpers, you know, are a living thing. As Electronic Light Orchestra says. Is that electric? Probably not electronic in the 70s.
Yeah, the Electric Light Orchestra. Yeah. ELO.
Okay.
I got you.
Hello.
Oh,
Six, that was Six. No, that was a sick. I don't know, coincidence, because the League has ELO, or they used to have ELO.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Instead
the
of
earned
MMR.
Loss. Oh.
wait. Emma saying ELO. Nope. But she does know how to say bongo.
Oh,
it's not how
man.
To pronounce bongo. It's how to say bongo.
Bongo. Thanks to autocomplete on Google search, I now have a mm-hmm. great idea. I've got the new mascot of League of Legends. It's Elon Musk.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. Elon Musk. No. Nothing. Man, yeah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah. God. Show instead, Elon Musk. No, there is a summoner named Elon Musk.
Oh, a summoner.
Uh-huh.
Man, I wonder have they kept changing the lore in League of Legends?
Oh yeah, 'cause
like there used to be summoners and now there's not, but there's still summoner spells or something.
I think there are still. I don't fucking know. I'm not even gonna talk. I don't have any idea.
Your summoner is under attack.
Well, no, because
an enemy summoner
That's not the like the summoner is the mouse. The character is still the
summoner is the mouse.
No, that's true.
Yeah,
your summoner wouldn't be under attack because they're not like breaking your cursor in half.
What if they did?
That would be pretty.
You became a two cursor melee hero. And then,
what if you've got the fucking like Alistair or whatever, the big bull man, and his new ult is grabs the cursor and runs off of it?
Smash. What if you could grab the enemy cursor and like that you'd have to like really like do the what's the maneuver where it's like you keep sliding and picking up the mouse to do something? I don't know. And you have to keep doing that.
What if you had to do like a Mortal Kombat test your might to get your mouse back?
Sure, yes. What if you had to do math? What if there was like a parental control for League of Legends where you had to do math to not be stunned anymore?
Uh-oh, you hit Q, but Teemo placed a mushroom on your Q key. You die.
Is Teemo still even in the game? Teemo's like the techies of League of Legends.
Yeah, Teemo's still in the... Well, Teemo is like... I mean, because, you know, all those... Basically, every early League of Legends design was this Dota hero plus this Dota hero.
Yeah.
Teemo is like, you can correct me on this. I thought Teemo was techies plus Templar, right?
I think it's Techie's plus like Venomancer, because he has, yeah, he still has it. His E is a passive which like poisons.
But he's got like the meld strike thing.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Like if he stands still, no, he does it passively, but if he stands still, he turns invisible, and then his first attack out of invis hits harder.
Oh, wow. He gains the, it's literally called the Element of Surprise, the buff, which increases his attack speed for 3 seconds. His kit is, I think, almost exactly the same as it was the last time I played.
I mean, he's the mascot of, you know, his Yordles, right?
Oh, right, Yordles. I forgot all about Yordles. I mean, man, the creeps.
I'll be honest, I like Poppy a lot still. Poppy's still a great, great design.
God, Yordle, the creeps in this game look awful.
Have you looked at the new ones?
I'm looking at the preview in Timo's web page here on na.leagueoflegends.com.
I'm guessing those are old.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it looks like, it's like how World of Warcraft just looks awful. I can't believe anybody plays it.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they haven't updated Timo's videos because they haven't updated the character.
They've got so many skins. They've got BMO. He's a bee.
We got Nick, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome to... Oh, okay. What's a... There's no courier.
Wait. Isn't there that hero that's got like the lady and the bird?
Oh, he's a crow. Isn't it a dude who's a... He can turn into a crow?
League of Legends.
which champion is more involved with crows?
Oh wait,
Swain.
Fiddlesticks, right? Swain. He's got Crowstorm.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, but I think Swain turns into a Swain League, or at least when this ancient fort.
Doesn't he turn into like a? He probably turns into like a vulture or something, right? Or like a raven.
The Noxian. Oh, he's been reworked. Okay, come on, load. His ult is Demonic Ascension. Swain transforms into a demon and drains health. He turns into a crow man.
Okay. Bottle Crow Storm.
Bottle Crow Storm born.
Well, we don't need to be reborn.
Oh, yeah, right. So listen, we'll drop the reborn.
League of Legends will never be reborn.
Oh, God. What is dead may never die. Does he really only have two skins? Oh, no. He has a lot of skins. You know, they do go for it with skins. I did buy Dunk Master Darius, which I think was like $20 or something. So I bet it's still sitting there. Darude? Can't be Darude.
These though. Fucking posts on the which champion is more involved with crows posts. Like, this is in bold. This person thought this needed to be bolded. In the United States and Canada, the word crow is used to refer to the American crow. Oh, so in the U.S. and Canada, crow means crow? No way.
I crow, therefore I am. They are different. The piece you quoted is poorly written. Due to the ambiguities of the English language, can one really easily interpret this wrongly to say that all things of that genus... God, this is... So confused. All things of that genus are crows. From that reading, you take the next portion that common ravens and thick-billed ravens are, in fact, crows with a capital C. This is not a correct reading of the piece. What the piece actually says is composed of two very separate butt points.
Another League of Legends forum topic. Who is the real crow man? Swain literally turns into a raven, so him. Next post.
It's a raven.
Crows are ravens. Next post. Ravens do not equal crows. They are two separate birds. Next post. I never understood the difference between a raven and a crow.
Ravens are much larger and scarier than crows.
I know they're separate birds, but they're so identical, I just ignore that fact.
You know, Edgar Allan Poe's famous poem, The Crow. Yeah. Edgar Allan Crow.
Man, you ever watch the? We should watch The Crow. You ever seen The Crow? What?
Oh wait, doesn't it have who's in it?
It's Bruce Lee's son, right?
Right, some weird thing. The night before his wedding, musician Eric Draven and his fiancée are brutally murdered by members of a violent inner-city gang. On the anniversary of their death, Eric rises from the grave and assumes the gothic mantle of The Crow, a supernatural avenger.
It's honestly, it's a sad story because I mean, do you know what happened with that movie?
No.
This is genuinely really shitty. So Brandon Lee, who's the son of Bruce Lee, was the star of The Crow, and during one of the last action scenes, they were firing blanks, and one of the blanks basically misfired and shot effectively a real bullet and killed him.
Oh wow, yes, I'm reading the Wikipedia here. Wow, that's awful.
Yeah. Sad. He was really good in that movie. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, it's hard to tell how he would translate into another movie, because that movie is just like, what if My Chemical Romance made a, you know, kung fu movie? It's just fucking absurd. But yeah, I don't know. It's too bad. It's a real shame.
Mm-hmm.
So 7.24 is upon us.
Oh, right, there was a patch.
Yeah, there was.
There's no swimsuit Timo or pool party. Is that what they?
Yes.
The
yes.
Euphemism is.
No, listen.
Hold on.
You know, if they pool called it swimsuit, party. You know, the some people be all over them, right? Mm-hmm. They just say pool party and then only have the women. Well, you know, that's not true. Some of the boys get some.
I remember he had some trunks.
Yeah.
Who's Zoe? Zoe's in the pool party.
Zoe is
Oh god.
So listen, have you ever played any anime fantasy game ever?
I must have, but
you know the trope when they're like there's this little girl and you're like, "Oh, little girl, you really should not be wearing clothes like that. That's inappropriate." And she's like, "Oh, don't worry. I'm actually a 1,000-year-old dragon or fairy or god or whatever." That's Zoe.
Well, don't worry, Six. Her passive is More Sparkles, and her skills are Paddle Star, Spell Thief, Sleepy Trouble Bubble, and Portal Jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sleepy Trouble Bubble.
It's a good name, honestly.
So he kicks a bubble in the target direction that bursts on the first enemy hit, else forming a trap at maximum range for 5 seconds that arms after 0.8 seconds. This kind of sounds interesting, to be honest.
Yeah. She seems like, you know, like the like evasive spellcaster is a fun archetype, but yeah, you know, like let's here, do me a favor. I'll leave it up to you whether you want to go into incognito mode for this.
Oh god.
Search for Nowi, Nowi. This is the classic example of this character. This character is 2,000 years old.
Okay, it's a playable character in Fire Emblem Awakening.
Look at some images.
Amazing. I'm gonna not.
Don't worry.
I am now seeing the images.
Yeah. No. I mean, as long as your safe search is on it, well, takes only about like 2 or 3 takes of scrolling before you see something you really regret.
Earth? Oh no, Earth is pool. There's no pool party. Earth. No.
So anyway, yeah. No, I don't. I hate it when they do that.
7.24. You know what else I hate? Neutral items.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they're... I don't believe in real life and in Dota, you know, absolute good, absolute bad. But, you know, I don't really care. In this case, I think neutral items are, in my opinion, awful. I'm done with them. They'd have to be so good at this point for me to like them again that I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think I'm just done.
I think, yeah, just done with neutral items.
Yeah.
Just throw them on the ground.
I remember when they came out and we were like worried, but we were like, this is interesting. But it's like, no, this just sucks. I just hate this.
Yeah, there. I wish when they kept removing neutral items very quickly, there was somebody, maybe they did post on the subreddit. They like had the original roster and they kept crossing them off on like a hit list. Mm-hmm. And they're like one more down. I think they removed Phoenix down. This patch, Fusion Rune. Yeah, Phoenix S Fusion Rune. I think that's it this time. But, like, they keep going down, and the rest of them just keep getting shittier. Like, most of the neutral items just got shittier. Uh-huh. Iron Talon doesn't have Quell, so, like, okay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Clumsy Net got worse. I guess that's... fine. I don't know. A bunch of these things got worse, it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Orb of Destruction, much worse.
I mean, some of them got better. You know, the ones that were not
I guess you're right. I'm selectively seeing this, but overall, it's just, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen most of these tier, what, seven, six? How many tiers are there? Five?
Top tier.
Top tier. These top tier items I've maybe gotten once in like a turbo or something, I feel like, after they changed the timing on it or something. But I don't know. I always, you know, I thought that they were going to be more interesting when they came out because, you know, they were crazy and broken, quote unquote. Mm. But like, you never see them.
Fallen Sky.
It's like, oh, you do see him. Wow. Yeah, Fallen Sky.
Now just obeys like a blink. The whole thing about it was that you could still blink with damage. Yikes, that's a pretty big nerf.
That is a big yay. It's yeah. The Dota thing is not, oh, we're going to have to nerf everything until, you know, we don't balance by nerfing everything in Dota usually.
Well, I mean,
we, as in, you know, me and you, right? The balancers of Dota.
I mean, I think it's just a sign of how much they fucked this up.
Yes.
Like, I don't disagree with nerfing the stuff. I think you should.
Yeah.
It's just a case where it's like, oh wait, we really just ruined the game, huh? Just ruined.
Yeah, I feel like the interesting items keep getting worse, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
You know, there are some, like, Arcane Ring got two more int. Ocean Heart got 2/1 more regen. Great.
Nick?
It's like,
I just had an idea that would make some of this stuff okay.
Please, fix it. Since we have the power to balance the video game, we should exercise that power.
So, okay. Dota is a game about, like, you have farm, you can't give it to the other person, right?
Yeah.
And also, supports are in a position where they kind of don't fucking matter very much, right?
Right, until they're rich enough to become a core.
What if these big items were not dropped by neutrals? What if they were projects that your entire team got involved with?
Hmm. You know, when this came out and people were upset, they were like, oh, you should get this other currency, and then, you know, your team can spend it together. And that sounds interesting. That sounds okay. But the way you've phrased it, 6/6/2020, I'm behind your platform now for some reason, much more than the other people. Like, oh, you should get wood when you kill the bears.
Yeah, I don't want like a currency to buy this stuff. I want it to be like, okay, there are these things that you need to achieve. There are these goals that you
quests.
Need to meet. Yes, yes. And also because of that, they would be telegraphed so people would be able to tell what you were going for, right? They'd be able to narrow it down. They're like, man, they are... I don't know what's that, like, they sure are planning a lot of central. I don't know. You'd have to figure this out. But like,
wait, hold on. You've genuinely got the cogs turning. The wheels are grinding here. We should have, you know. So they removed the side shop and they put that fucking outpost there. And then the outpost moved out of town after running, you know, the mom and pop shops out of town. And now it's just a ghost land there, right?
Uh huh.
What if around the map you started having different buildings? Let's put shit tons of buildings back into the game, right?
Okay.
And neutrals can, not only neutrals, but we'll start, neutrals can drop materials.
All right. Okay.
And you can bring materials to these different places. And like, these different places are where you build the items. Or like, you know, if you want to build the Fallen Order. No, that's the Jedi. Fallen Sky. If you want to build the Fallen Sky, it's like, okay, you know, one of the things you need is this material. So neutrals will drop it. You have different materials, maybe. So you have to bring 5 stone to the place where the side shop used to be, right?
Okay.
And then you all, like, maybe if you do that, like, every once in a while, not just the minute-long neutrals, like, you'll have another bigger neutral, like, mini-boss that will spawn, right? If you've done the first part of the quest or whatever. Or just, you know, every 5 minutes, a mini-boss shows up, and you have to defeat it, or there's conditions to be met.
What about this?
Mm-hmm.
So, Fallen Sky, in that case, let's say it's like, okay, Fallen Sky is... you get, I don't know, however many, we'll just say stone or whatever for now, and a couple of crystals, and then a blink dagger and a meteor hammer, right?
Yeah.
And you go to this place that's where the side shop was, and you talk to them. They're like, okay, you're going to have to channel the spell for X amount of time while you forge the new item. Your team is going to have to defend you while you forge it. If you get killed while forging it, you lose
the blink dagger.
You lose something. I don't know. We'd have to balance the penalties, right? But it is, yeah, like you are taking a real risk. You are helpless, and but you could use this to bait.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's some gameplay possible. That's the thing.
You've genuinely made me excited now.
This shit doesn't generate gameplay. That's the problem. No. Is that it makes people do the least interesting part of the game, which is farming neutrals over and over, and then sometimes they're rewarded with it, both an item that makes the game end.
Or sometimes you just get a crappy item.
Sure.
And the enemy gets a good item, and then they start snowballing, and you're like, well, if only I had rolled the dice better.
Mm-hmm. Or your fucking, your Phantom Assassin gets a keen optic and refuses to give it to anyone else because they're just being a dipshit. And you're like, we've got a sniper. Can we just... No, okay.
No, sitting in your backpack? Okay. Okay, so here, you use the neutral item timings, right? It starts at 7 and then next tier at 20 and 30 and 50 and 70 or whatever, uh-huh, right? You use that, but it's during each of those times, there's this mini boss, or you know, and you have to channel maybe. Okay, we can mix everything. There's the things where you can assemble the materials and an item or something, and you have to channel,
uh-huh,
and it'll reveal your position on the map, and it takes a long time. And then the enemy can choose to try to interrupt you. They can try to push a lane if you know they think your whole team is there defending you. They can try to push a lane. But maybe, you know, you're baiting, so there's gameplay there. And then there can be these things in each phase where, like, you can defeat a mini-boss or you can do a certain quest or something. And if you complete the quest, you're rewarded with a neutral item. Or you're rewarded with one token, and you can select a neutral item from that tier.
You know what, Nick? I've got
look at
I've
all
got,
these gameplay things were fucking coming up.
Okay, so
I would actually like to see something.
I
like
think
that.
At the core of this,
mm-hmm,
is a simple idea. Nick, what is it about the best mechanics of Dota? Let's take last hits and denies. Mm-hmm. Why is that interaction interesting?
First off, sound effect makes it extremely satisfying.
Sure, sure. Presentation is very important.
Mm-hmm. Last hitting is satisfying because of that sound effect and because you know that it's working towards a goal,
mm-hmm,
I guess. It's empowering you. It is directly a number that empowers you. It shows your worth as a hero.
But does the denying aspect make that better or worse? Does it make last hitting more or less cool?
It makes it better because it's harder. It puts this risk. It's like, oh, shit, I got to really... It's like it's two people. It's people playing a multiplayer game head-to-head and, like, competing on this thing.
What about, like, Roche? Do you think Roche would be better if you just walked into Roche and then just you beat Roche or you didn't and no one could mess with you? Or do you think that Dota has its best when there's counterplay?
Counterplay.
That's the thing! Is counterplay! That's the core of Dota!
Six. I'm sorry, you're just really out of touch. This is, this problem's been solved. You just ward their jungle.
Yeah,
it's bottlecrow.store.com. Just word of jungle.
Yeah, we really
.store/store.
/com. I might actually like. This is a bad idea.
Oh boy!
But I actually
we gotta do it. Now.
I actually I probably could get a little shop set up where you could buy mugs that say just word their jungle. We could probably
yes,
do that.
A T-shirt. We gotta make a bottle. With how many fucking podcasts there are these days, you know there's got to be a really cheap way to, like, have a custom shirt. I would pay $20 for Worth Their Jungle.
I mean, like, I have friends who are streamers, and they're not big-time streamers, who, like, have, mm-hmm, like, you know, their own, like, coffee mugs and stuff. So I think we could totally, you know, just imagine, like black background, white impact font, just Worth Their Jungle, and you just take a sip. I would buy that. That would be perfect.
Yeah, I think I could probably make a custom one for myself. Just Werther Jungle. That's
I think we got to do it.
I think I want one at this point. Matt, what a great, you know, conversation piece it'll be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have people over. Oh, you want some coffee? You know, dessert and coffee? Oh, yay. Oh, okay. We'll get you this mug, this work mug, this school mug. Oh, and here, Just Werther Jungle. How do you think a regular person would interpret Just Werther Jungle? Like, what does Ward mean to a regular person in that context?
Well, I mean, so I think you have, outside of Dota, two main uses of the word ward. You have fantasy nerds who are going to be like, oh, like a protective spell.
Protect their jungle.
Or you're going to have people who are like, well, they're also going to have people who say, just what? But also the other people who have an eye, who have a guess, the other people are going to be like, a ward as in like the like student or, you know, like apprentice of
my loyal ward.
Right, exactly.
I just realized that that's a double entendre.
God damn it, Nick. Yes.
Wow, I'm so smart. I'm so smart. And witty and fast.
That's like, it's like ward of the state, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking about that. You know how like the government's trying to like mind control us and everything, and they're trying to like, Big Brother's always watching?
Sure.
It's because they got all those wards of the state.
You know, I was talking to my local senator, you know, Senator Manser, and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly. My
with him and venom. Then I was like, so are you voting to impeach? Or?
Well, I don't think he did anything wrong.
Is this podcast?
But it's an actual good idea to have, like, man, because like I wasn't thrilled with the idea of collecting wood when you killed neutrals, of getting wood and then you could spend wood at the fucking wood store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Woods R Us, Wood Depot. Because it's still like you're sitting in the jungle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, listen, I loved playing anti-mage and like just power jungling, right? I remember there was an episode where I just like ranted for 5 minutes about my lust for tread swapping and blinking into neutral camps.
Uh-huh.
But like, gameplay wise, I don't want it to be the thing. That's why it's not special.
Sure.
It's got to be my thing. So like your idea, literally just the word projects. It's projects that your team can work on together. Or you could work on it and it's a bait and then your team pushes a lane. They get a Roshan or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just like put more buildings around the map where you can do interesting things. It's like, oh, I just saw the enemy go to the side factory. Oh, they're in the secret forge, whatever. You could put so many, there's so many interesting places you could put them on the map. I think you'd have to change the map up around so it's not as like open in the jungles again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. You could like, you could have one of these places in Roche. Imagine in Roche Pit, you could like go down a second set of stairs and a second like fog of war, and it's like a secret workshop thing. Roche would attack you if you tried to channel the item there. Think of the lore you could have. Slacks would have so many videos you could make.
Mm-hmm.
About all the lore of the, you know, the commercialization, the industrialization of the Dota 2 map. It's all these people trying to take advantage of the War of the Ancients, right? Naturally, the free market of the Dota 2 world of Pug, what does he call it? Rue? Of Rue, the world of Dota 2. This, you know, very unregulated market, you'd have all these interested parties coming around to, you know, interact with these value creators, these heroes.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense.
It just makes sense.
Six, I feel like this might be one of those ideas that Valve steals.
It's so much work, though.
But, like, I guess they just had to, like, they could come up with, they could do the what is it called, design thinking or something, this thing where you like have a bunch of sticky notes and you just write ideas on sticky notes and put them on a wall and then you sort them and stuff. That's literally all they could have done for this, just like 80 sticky notes or something.
Also, like,
and
this
then,
is
like, sure, we'll buy the art.
This is going to be like the only, hopefully the only time I basically ask for like a payday, right, on this podcast. But like, listen, Valve, my understanding is you employ people and you pay them pretty well with pay and benefits. I have Medicare. I don't need your health care.
Oh.
And I work retail. I would be a cheap fucking hire.
Think of the value proposition. If you too can hire six Detmar, Valve, HR, there's no HR. They don't have humans at Valve. It's only...
I could be your HR. Valves. That would be hell. There would be so many complaints.
That would be great. And you'd just be like, that's great.
You're just going to... Like,
actually, I'm here to protect the company, so...
It's just like weird. The BottleCrow Twitter account got deleted, and now Six changed their Twitter handle to Six Frog? I don't know what that means.
Six Frog? Well... I like twiddle.com, though. I'm going to have to go to twiddle.com.
Listen, I've got a speech impediment. It's called I'm stupid.
Are you kidding? There's no twiddle.com. Hold on. Domain name availability search. Twiddle.com is a gold. Nobody's even sitting on it, it seems like. Okay. Find your perfect domain name. Twiddle.com. Searching. Twiddle. It's taken. There's nothing there.
Cowards.
You can have a perfect... perfectly great website. I could buy billwhittle.com for $1,000.
It's big business Wednesday, folks.
Twiddle.eco. Twiddle. Immobilian.
I mean, Voyage? .zone is really where it's at. Can you get twiddle.zone?
Twiddle.zone. It's available. $10.
$10? That's a steal.
Welcome to the Twiddle Zone.
Wait, that sounds really sexual.
Now entering the twiddle zone.
I have a guess as to which exact act it is, but I shouldn't say on
air.
God,
please no.
Listen, it's innocuous. It's like a tickling near a certain region of the body is my guess.
Boy, I wonder which. Definitely not one of those erogenous
your nose.
Zones.
Yeah. You want to talk about food?
Food?
Yeah.
What's this food?
It's Jackie's Chow.
Hold for applause.
Hold for the intro. Just give myself time.
I know. I like how we both know.
Yeah.
I just discovered. Hold on, Six. I still have two Swedish fish here.
Ooh. They're
sure. It's an
not
interesting
very good.
Story, right? Oh fuck! What?
Swedish fish.
Okay,
taste
I can't
bad.
Yell. I can't tell too loud. I can't yell at you because I have a Swedish fish in my mouth. Swedish fish are delicious.
They taste bad.
What? They don't even have like a taste.
They do, unfortunately. God, I wish I lived
it's
in
like
your world.
It's the chew. I love the chew.
The texture is good. They've got a good texture. That's true.
On like, Yeah, it's the... I'm trying to get rid of this Swedish fish. It's sticking around. So I stopped for gas, right?
Sure.
And then I got Swedish fish at the convenience store attached to the gas. And that's my story.
Cool.
Aren't you glad you waited?
I am.
Instead of continuing the segment?
I mean, that was part of the segment.
Okay. Sweet. You know what? You know, in this bag, there's one more Swedish fish. I'm just going to...
So I finally made good on my word. I had the special hot cheese ramen that you sent me for winning Hotter Haws.
Yes. Tell us... Start from the beginning of your experience.
So I,
as opposed to telling the story from the end, as you know, mm-hmm. you definitely would have if I didn't instruct you on how to speak.
I mean, honestly, I am known for just being like, let's be honest, it was blank, and then telling the story. Yeah. So
it's true.
It's not like an unfair objection.
Lead me in.
So I had that sitting on my shelf, and I was waiting for a time to have it because honestly, I suspected it wouldn't be very good. Which is ungenerous of me. It's unkind. And I had a nice quiet day, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make this for lunch. And I took some of my my kakuni out of the freezer and, you know, thawed it and cut some slices. Mm-hmm. And they were still, like, partially frozen, so I was going to have them, like, heat up in the finished product, get up to temp.
Very smart.
And I cracked open one of the packages, and I was like, oh, these look like some actually, like, good quality noodles. Like, you know, nice, like, fairly thick for, like, instant ramen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this looks great. And the recipe on the side of the thing was like really specific about amounts of water and how much water you should pour off and retain. And I was like, oh man, if this is an exact science, this is going to be good. Right.
Yeah, surely.
And so then, you boil it, you leave, you use 600 milliliters to boil it, but then you only retain 8 spoonfuls of water.
Spoonfuls. I see. Mm-hmm.
And then you add the hot oil seasoning. Mm-hmm. You mix that up. And then you add the cheese powder. And the cheese powder also has stuff in it. I couldn't quite tell. It's like, it looks kind of like confetti, only it's black. And I don't think, I couldn't tell. It's like, is this like dried, like shaved peppers or a seaweed? It didn't seem like seaweed, but I don't know. It was hard to tell. It was very hard to tell. Served it up nice and hot. Maybe things aren't as bad as you thought. Added the kakuni.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up. I took a bite. I was like, let me take another bite just to. This is terrible.
Oh,
this
man.
Is inedible. I have to throw this away.
Oh,
it was really bad.
Wow! I figured it was such a safe bet.
It's like it's one of those things where I find it is a consistent thing with. So here's a hot take: spices. Boy. I don't know what it is about it, but spices are like spicy sauces. Mm-hmm. Need to be perishable. Just because whenever I've seen them and they're not perishable, they're really bad. My theory is it's because it's,
and you're not talking about like a Tabasco or
Tabasco's,
you know,
perishable.
Red Top.
Those are perishable. They have expiration dates on them. Sure.
And yeah, technically,
I've had hot sauce go bad.
Okay.
And you can tell, you're like, whoa, that is not the right color. It turns like muddy brown.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, so these were just like, the difference is that, like, you know, you get a Tabasco, you get a Frank's Red Hot, you get a Cholula, you get a, you know, whatever you want. They have spice and then they have flavor.
Yeah.
There's no flavor, just spice in this.
Ooh.
It's just spicy. There's no... And then you add the cheese sauce.
There's no cheese? Yeah.
Well, the cheese sauce is mostly drowned out by the spice. And then, like... It's like you made macaroni and cheese, but instead of using, like, milk to blend it, you used canola oil? It's not good.
No. Ugh.
It's bad, actually.
So I'm looking at a picture of it now.
Uh-huh.
It seems like it doesn't seem cheesy. Like, it's orange.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't seem if I were to describe how the sauce appears to be clinging to the noodle, it would be like a can of SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
If I can remember SpaghettiOs from a decade ago.
For sure. It definitely looked like that.
Where's the I figured it would be like a mac and cheese type of clingy cheese powder.
Well, it is that kind of powder. It's just that the hot oil really drowns it out.
It's just like, because it already needs Yeah, more water wouldn't have helped, right? Did you have the wrong size spoonful?
I guess. It's possible, but I don't think that would make the difference.
I mean, I could see this being a drier style. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, it was fairly dry.
Was the pork belly salvageable?
No.
Oh, no.
It was too, like, it was coated in this, like, spicy, chemically slime.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it now. I can see it sitting on the kukuni, and it's hard to ruin a kukuni.
It was bad, and I was really disappointed.
Pork bellies, it's like bacon.
Yeah.
Ugh. Damn. Well, it's a good thing I sent you a 5-pack.
Yeah, honestly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cook the rest of the noodles and just throw out the packets and do other stuff.
I wonder, don't if you don't want to. Could you just use the cheese powder?
That's an interesting. I'm going to taste the cheese powder on its own before committing to
smart,
that. Because I don't know what the fuck those weird black confetti
what
things
if you,
are.
Oh, that's right. It does have the... What if you, I was thinking, mix the cheese with a little bit of milk.
Yeah.
Like, make the cheese sauce in a separate little, or in the bowl. Like, pre-mix the cheese sauce.
Mm-hmm. I could try
and then,
that.
Like, make it mac noodles and cheese is what I'm thinking.
Sure. I could try that for
next time. Because they do look like respectable noodles.
Yeah. No, I was definitely impressed by the noodles. Well, we got options for next time. We got things to try. That's exciting.
We do. Places to see. You know how I said that I stopped at the gas station 6?
Yes.
And I got Swedish fish afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
I also picked up a Red Bull Blue Edition.
Oh, no. We're going down. The colors are sinking further into depravity.
Oh, that's... What is this flavor?
Blueberry, probably?
This is the flavor of something... Yeah. So it is blueberry, but it is the... hyper artificial blueberry that reminds me of something from like, God, some summer camp from 15 years ago.
Wow.
Is what I want to say.
Wow.
Like, it's so artificial. It is definitely, you know, you can still tell it's a blueberry, but it tastes, I don't, like some sort of ridiculously bad citric acid sugar candy thing that I would have had at that time.
Huh. Like,
but Fun Dip? No, I never even had Fun Dip.
I mean, like I guess my brain went to like the Kool-Aid like squirts, like those little like plastic bottles with the plastic tear tops.
Maybe, yeah, because that would be hyper artificial. Maybe it is perplexing. But like the cranberry, it's pretty good. Like it's respectable. I'm not even gonna. Okay, I also have a bottle of water here. I'm gonna pour some in the bottle of water. I was like, I'm gonna do it.
I have been advised by my sister, ooh, by host emeritus Emily, to try the green. So,
oh, is that like green apple?
Lime, I believe.
Lime. Okay, thank goodness. I really hate. How do you feel about the green apple flavor profile?
I mean, it does sort of depend. Okay. It is literally the worst thing that's ever happened to Skittles.
Hmm.
And everywhere else, it's usually bad but tolerable.
Okay.
Except for, yeah. You know what, Apple Teenies, that's okay.
Yeah, I hate green apple. It's awful, in my opinion. Like, I'd rather not have something that was green apple. But this Red Bull Blue Edition, I guess I can recommend, like... It honestly has less sugar. I don't understand these things. So I thought they were just so awful and bad for you. And yet they're not good. But like it only has 38 grams of sugar. Like a regular bottle of soda has like 70.
It's smaller
60?
Though. And it has a bunch I of guess. Other chemical. The thing you want yeah. to understand is that they, the way the first energy drink was made was that a scientist was working and like tripped and knocked over their shelf of chemicals into a bottle.
And then it was that the first Red Bull was born. That's... Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of niacin, some vitamin B6, B12, and the old pantothenic acid.
Yeah.
Got to get my pantothenic acid.
We should make a version of Pantene Pro-V with pantothenic acid.
Oh, you know what? I actually use Pantene.
Wow.
Generally.
Wow.
Not Pro-V. Whatever the basic-ass Pantene shampoo is, I think that's what I use.
I forget. I have to take a look at it. I forget what I use.
How have we never talked about, you know, soap on this podcast before, Six?
Because I hate my meat vessel.
But, I mean, do you have a soap of choice?
I mean,
do you choose it? Used the same soap?
I use Dove.
A Dove?
Yeah.
A doe? A female deer?
Just a dove. Just a Dove.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm usually Irish Spring. A very basic ass soap.
Sure. Sure.
To accompany the Red Bull Blue Edition.
Which is your other soap.
It's soap for my my kidneys. It just scrubs them right out.
You just you splash a little bit of that on your neck before you head out, and
I'll smell. Honestly, I mean, I'd rather be smelling this than smell like a dozen frat dudes in with like basic ass musk cologne. Too many. You know, bad, horrible smelling memories of college. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Just like put like a drop of vanilla extract in it and bam, there you go. It's cologne.
Just call Red Bull, Blueberry Blue Edition. Like the cereal.
There's a cereal called Blueberry Morning?
Uh-huh.
Blueberry Morning or like M-O-U-R-N?
It's not like the blueberries died.
It's going to be very sad morning. Post-blueberry morning cereal. Oh, yeah. It says it is good. It is good if you're grieving, though. Mm. It has a lot of fiber.
It says, why be good when you can be great?
Anne says, 4 stars, good. Can't find this in any grocery store anymore. Bought a number of boxes and put them in the free... Anne... Bought a number of boxes and put them in the freezer. First box tasted somewhat stale, but the rest have been great. Six, you don't endorse putting boxes of cereal in the freezer, right?
I mean, I wouldn't have done that, but it seems like, I guess that's fine, I get.
I mean, I guess it looks like it might have actual dehydrated blueberries.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I can get a pack of 7 for $43.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money for a very small box of Blueberry Morning. Now, if I could get Blueberry Morning, M-O-U-R-N-ing, then we might be in business.
Just kill Post, and then the blueberries will be in morning.
Oh, I'm now getting the recommendation, best snacks for diabetics.
Oh. Oh, yeah, me too, because I'm on the same page you are.
Wow.
Slim Jims, really?
I don't understand. Slim Jim snack sized smoked meat sticks, the most appetizing. I guess like here, let's check out the it's so 4 sticks, 160 calories, only 13 grams of fat. Really?
They're just, that doesn't make sense. They're just not rolled packets of grease.
I mean, the ingredients are beef, pork, mechanically separated chicken, water, textured soy flour, corn syrup, salt, and then like some flavorings and shit, and some soy and some wheat. I don't know what's in a Slim Jim. If it's
I believe judging by the advertisements, it is spice, because you snap into the spice.
That's right, snap into the spice. Snacks to feed your inner ninja.
Okay, they just lost. No, I'm closing this tab. If I had an inner ninja, I wouldn't know about it because it'd be a ninja. I wouldn't be able to detect it. What a stupid thing to say.
That's what really puts you over the edge. Don't talk to Six about ninjas. It'll be a good way to ruin your website. Hold on. What? Okay, so from the manufacturer. Oh, okay. I thought this was wait, no, this is a real thing. You know how they have the comparisons of different models on Amazon sometimes, and they'll have like the check mark boxes and stuff?
Uh-huh.
This one has... Meat Six, they are super packed with protein, they do travel well, they do fit in your lunchbox, they are bold and tasty, and they're compatible with your musical taste?
Excuse?
Hockey sticks. Get back on the website, Six. Here we go, I'll even send you a link. Hockey sticks, not packed with protein, do not travel well, do not fit in your lunchbox, are not bold and tasty, and are not compatible with your musical tastes. Carrot sticks... They do travel well. They do fit in your lunchbox, but that's about all they have. Glue sticks Oh, glue sticks also travel well and fit in your lunchbox?
I mean, they do. They're
so small. I guess they're recommending kids to take glue sticks in their lunchbox. Okay, breadsticks have all that, and they are bold and tasty. Breadsticks known for being bold and tasty, and drumsticks travel well, but they do not fit in your lunchbox.
So there are a couple of things I like about this.
Yeah.
One is they do just say meat sticks, which is also a slang term for a dick.
No.
Two, it's bold of them to say that hockey sticks aren't compatible with my music taste. They absolutely are.
You're a hockey core?
Have you ever been to a hockey game, Nick?
I don't know that I have.
They like to have fun around there. So
they
do I.
They have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, glue sticks, given that some glue is made from, like, you know, parts of animals.
Horses.
I bet they have some protein in them.
Well, I think glue probably has a lot of protein.
I would imagine.
Because you want it to be strong, and that probably... I bet... Hold on. What percentage of glue is protein? I'm getting there. Science Direct topics. Nope. Nope. I don't think we're getting there. Oh, wait. Protein glue. There's something called protein glue. Used in bookbinding, game board manufacturing, packaging, woodworking, and more. The main ingredient in protein glue is recycled scrap gelatin from pharmaceutical netting. I don't know what that is, but I think glue is keto six. You heard it here.
Apparently, horse parts are not really used to make glue anymore.
What? All those horse parts going to waste now. Wait, no, they're becoming Mother Nature's glue. The glue that holds us all together, six.
Miraculous.
Well, now that we're both scrolling on Amazon during the podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It
was a compromise when you were like, hey, what if we were like, what if we did episodes of this show that were Jackie's chows so we didn't have to talk about Dota? Do we need to just give it up?
Amazon.
Amazon
Crow? Six. It would be a natural pivot for the Bottle Crow podcast to... A podcast. I just accidentally took a sip of Red Bull. It's 8:52 p.m. Okay, it would be a natural marketing pivot for us to, you know, we were based on the courier bottle crowing, coming to you, taking your items, taking them back to another location. Mm-hmm. What does Amazon do? Six, you want things, you buy things, they deliver them to you.
Why the fuck am I getting a 10 best jerky guns? Why is that a thing?
Jerky guns. Is it like... Wait, 10 best jerky guns 2017? What? LEM products 555 jerky gun make flat strips of jerky as well as round snack sticks. Heavy duty drive. This is a caulk gun, six.
Yes.
This is just like a 20... But this is like a surprisingly... No, maybe it's plastic. I was going to say well-made caulk gun.
Okay, for a second I thought it had, like, a level of projectile to it, and it doesn't appear to. I thought it was like a t-shirt gun, but for jerky.
I feel like you could probably use a t-shirt gun for jerky. Do you think that in the first Bottle Crow Live show we need to have a jerky gun now?
Let's talk to our lawyers first, but I'm here for the idea.
The Bottle Crow legal team?
Yes, okay. Yes, of course.
I feel like we can shoot, you know, meat sticks at our listener.
What did we talk about with the using that term?
Wait, what's wrong with just getting up on stage?
We can't shoot our meat sticks at people in public. Shoot our meat sticks. That's not acceptable.
Well, I'd sell you. The kids these days.
God. Did you do anything to your house?
My house? You mean some home improvements of Newark?
Yeah, I already did the transition like an hour ago.
Shit. That's We just kind of abandoned. I don't even remember how we segued away. We?
Why am I getting blamed for this shit?
Weak! Weak! I put up some walls, Six. I have clean walls in a very limited part of the house. I put up drywall on the inside. So I had the framing up for a little while here. I put drywall up on the inside of my master bedroom, but I'm doing the soundproofing thing, so it was a little bit interesting because I did two layers of 5/8 like heavy fire-rated drywall. Usually it's like half-inch lightweight stuff you use these days.
Mm-hmm.
And in between them, I put a layer of this thing called green glue, which is like some soundproofing compound, which dries in a way that it's kind of still goopy and it makes a bunch of air pockets and it gets you a few dB of like sound reduction, supposedly. It wasn't that expensive and it didn't seem that quacky. So I said, what the hell? So we'll see. And then on the inside of the wall, I went to Home Depot and I bought a me-sized, like me if I stood up and then laid down, like a me-squared size thing of mineral wool insulation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like fire and sound insulation, so there is thermal value to it. They just don't rate it that way.
Mm.
And so I stuffed the walls with this stuff, which I also got the Home Depot clerk who was working the pro counter was not having a good day, looking forward to getting off. And the bulk thing wouldn't scan because I got like four of these and they were like all wrapped up. And she's like, I'm just going to scan one of these and you're going to be good. I'm like, okay. And I saved like $100.
Wow.
So I got a bunch of free mineral wool. It's very comfortable.
Nice.
I've never worked with mineral wool before, but it's a lot better than the nasty pink fiberglass.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I've had bad experiences with fiberglass. This is not as unpleasant.
Believe me, I know. It's, I mean, I still wore a mask because it's kind of just like dusty, but I forget. I think mineral wool is the non-brand name and rock wool is a brand name, but it's just like a stone wool type deal. And it's like softer, I guess. Generally, the thing is it's a little more expensive, but if you get it wet, it doesn't like stay matted. Whereas fiberglass, if you get fiberglass wet, it's going to like mat down and it's kind of done. It won't insulate anymore. But this stuff is fluffier. It's, you know, better for water and stuff like that. And the cuts that it makes, like it's still, you know, powdery. So I wore a mask and I didn't wear like long sleeves or anything. And so, you know, my arms were a little scratchy and, you know, like the inside of my elbows. What the hell is that joint called? Whatever that part is, which always gets scratched up. It got a little scratched up, but by the next morning I was fine and you couldn't notice.
Wow.
It was, you know, fiberglass, like you're gonna be scratched up for weeks.
Sounds like we need to have a new segment called Self-Improvements of New Earth.
Dog is in and she'll fix you up.
Oh shit.
For when you need to heal up.
For when you need to heal. Heal me. Yeah, but so I did that and then I put up drywall on the other side and it's this wall in my house that's like clean drywall paper on both sides and it's sturdy. And it's making me feel like, hey, maybe one day this home will done be being massively improved.
Will done be being. Done.
I'll always have to do something else. We'll drop my stick.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful story of
thank you for
redemption
asking.
And faith.
Betrayal?
Well, we were betrayed by Dota, that's for goddamn sure.
Yeah, boy.
We started a whole podcast for them.
Oh, man, I feel like the project's idea could go somewhere.
It really could. It really could.
It made me excited to, like, what if they put in a bunch of, like, non-player things that you could do, like non just team fight things you could do in the video game.
Right. And what if there were ways to be more ways to be a support, to be like a team contributor that weren't placing wards or getting killed for your carry? What if there were ways to contribute on a minor level? What if your carry came back and you were like, welcome home, dear, I cleaned your room?
I made you this nice warm bowl of royal jelly.
Honestly, if I could play like Cook Serve Delicious to serve people food when they got back to base, I would super do it.
Welcome. Yeah. It would be good. Like, put in more RPG elements of the ARPG.
Mm-hmm. What if coach was an official position, right? What if there was a mm-hmm. six player who didn't have a character, but they controlled scan?
Okay.
And they had, like, they could basically send, like, little scouts out, and they just had a bunch of tiny little things they could do that contributed to the team, but they couldn't help in fights.
It's like giving your younger sibling the controller in, like, Mario Galaxy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What if they could shoot stars to freeze enemies? What if you could play as Phantom Assassin's hat, and she could throw it to possess enemies?
Yes.
We gotta stop giving Valve so many ideas. They're overwhelmed.
Right? I know. We gotta, like, the first one's free, and then you're supposed to get them hooked, but then you gotta, like, charge.
Nick, I didn't let you get to, like, a single thing on your notes.
That's fine. Oh, except for the thing. So you know how you said the giant bomb cast, they used to, like, drink energy drinks
mm-hmm.
and review them like we did last time?
Yes.
Since last episode, they've started doing that again. I kid you not. After last episode released, the next giant bomb cast, which I've been listening for a little while now, maybe half a year. I don't know. I've been, like, listening to backlogs very passively. I think I would have noticed if I heard the sound of a can opening.
Mm-hmm.
But the past two episodes, Jeff has cracked open an energy drink on the podcast and reviewed it.
Welcome back, friend.
Does Giant Bomb listen to Bottle Crow as well?
I mean, if someone did, it would be Ben, right?
I guess. Who's Ben?
One of the people on the podcast.
Okay. I'm a good listener.
The well,
just like our listener.
Trying to explain it. It's hard to describe based on just the voices. He's the one who also plays Dota.
Oh, okay. I do know that a person on that podcast occasionally talks about playing Dota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
All right. Well, I think we should stop talking.
I think so. I think it's a natural segue
mm-hmm.
to the end.
Yeah.
The best part of the podcast.
We're back to old Bottle Crow, where we finish episodes because it's time to stop talking, but we still have things left to say. That's crazy. That's wild.
Amazing. That's the breath.
And we hit our notes so effectively.
I had probably infinite more notes than we've had for the past many episodes.
Yeah, I thought about it, you know, just the way we've been doing lately. It's like, what do we need notes for? We're just going to say random shit.
As I said, it's the chill.
Yeah.
You just let it roll out. You browse Amazon for a while. That's why people listen to podcasts.
Sure, right? Sure. We're just
sure.
We're your life companions, right?
Yeah.
Wherever you go, Bottle Crow is there. There is probably something to the idea of us just reviewing delivery services under the Bottle Crow name.
A podcast where you just tune in and you don't know what the podcast theme will be.
You know, they say the freaky fast subs, but, like, what does that really mean?
Like, freaky fast? Like, they're...
I'm going to place an order. I'm going to place a delivery order while I'm already standing outside, and I'll just start a stopwatch. And then I'll just follow them home. That won't freak them out at all.
Now that's freaky fast. let's see what's on here.
Don't forget the most important thing about next game. Let's have fun.
I didn't even know that was going to be a Dota one.
Wow. Wow.
It's been so long since I had this guy open, because it takes like a minute to open.
Mm-hmm. Is I Want You to Want Meat still on there?
Where did it go? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, six. Let's, actually, I need help in... Come on. Music? Soundboard files? Is it in random or is it in things? Oh, here we go. Six, I actually in my fridge right now have a little bit of a little bit of pork belly. So I was wondering, what should I do with it? If only someone could tell me the answer.
I want you to want
meat.
Hello and welcome to our segment about meat.
Yeah.
I'm Sig Stettmar.
I'm Nick.
Ho ho ho.
Oh, I have a
I'm
Nick
a
voice.
Fancy little meat lad.
Your six is way better than my Nick, to be honest.
I just, for some reason, remembered how well that clip faded and how well you faded in last time. And you did it like a hello and welcome.
Yeah, so. it's welcome to hello and welcome to I Want You to Want Meat, our protein based segment. Which I like because it's like this
so
segment
stupid.
Which I like because it's like our segment that's based on protein, but also our segment as though it is partially made of protein. I think it's funny. Anyway.
So dumb. Never mind. I don't wanna do whatever I'm gonna do with my my protein.
You should make curry udon.
Curry udon? Okay, I have those that capability.
Yeah, just
how do I cook? Do I just like braise the pork belly and some stuff?
I mean, you don't have an instant pot, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, just braise the pork belly and then just, you know, slice it thin, put it in curry udon with, you know, a lot of onions sautéed in, you know, like soy sauce mm-hmm. and, you know, the whole, you know what you're doing.
Okay, I'll throw some frozen peas or something.
You could do that. I would just do like green onions, but, you know.
Okay, I'll do that. I've got a bunch of green onions. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you. Another great episode of
I Want You to Want
Meat.
So dumb. it's what is in this Red Bull Blue edition? I tell you.
It's too bad. At some point, you realized what was happening. I really enjoy it when you don't realize, and as you're hitting buttons on your soundboard, you're just typing random shit in our doc.
That's right.
The mind.
It's that. Yeah, that was here. Let's see what hotkey. We'll give you a +7.
Another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's sometimes you don't know what you'll get. Peace out.
Peace.